Blog Talk.
Another conference call for an hour and a half, and only half of my sex showed up, I think.
Finally, I found somebody who was right for me. You knew my worth and you would never treat me like a piece or an empty treat that you never want your mother to need. And finally, I found somebody who fit perfectly. You're everything that I dreamed you'd be. And I'll be what you need, cause I'm playing for keeps, baby. I
don't wanna lose your love.
You are a jewel. I'd be a fool to leave you. I don't wanna lose your love. You make me smile. I can see my life through your eyes. Let it out slowly, please. If it's a dream, don't pinch me, baby. Could you let me sleep?
As long as I see your face, I don't want to be awake.
I count sheep forever if you promise me. You're never changing. Your love remains the same no matter what the day may bring. I'm here to stay, whatever comes.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This is Gloria.
Okay.
And
well, first of all, I'd like to... thank you. I would, first of all, like to let everybody know that we are airing live with Blog Talk Radio. It is the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction Talk Show Forum. And today is 12/31/2008, and we are airing from Stone Mountain, Georgia, and today is the last day of the beginning of the first days of our new lives. I therefore would like to proclaim this to be a day of health and wellness and peace and harmony within ourselves. Mention that the segment name for the show may be a little bit different, but if you look at it, it's our time to go to work. And the description is, NCWCC is a change for women of color in contracting. Now, I'd like to first thank everybody for coming to the call and to the show tonight. I was very, very proud to be a part of a wonderful group of women who host a teleconference for women, of women, African women, and some queen mothers that I was very blessed to be able to walk at least on the phone in their presence and learned a lot about what's to come in my life, and that gives me a good blueprint about what I need to do in order to live a certain way. And we have both of their presence on the phone. Today's segment is basically based on health and wellness. As everybody knows, that the coalition, the National Coalition of Women of Color, is a different type of vision of organization. Our organization is structured to empower women of color, and in order to empower people that have been in a submissive role for so many years, you have to empower them from the inner self all the way to the outer. And so at the end of the year, I felt that it was more appropriate to start on the inside. And then, because we've been talking about all the outside issues and resolving a lot of different issues, but I believe it's very pertinent that we talk in presence of what we need to have in our bodies in order to people holler out, I want to be rich. But you have to, you know, it's one thing to make the money, another thing is to be around to spend the money. So we have some very fabulous sisters online, and I want to purposely let them, if nothing else, just introduce yourselves from caller 1 at 678-468.
My name is Adana Gloria Lawson.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
Caller 347-529.
Yes, I'm Henrietta Turnquest.
Okay. All right. Looking at your circle of wellness stuff here. Mm-hmm. And we have our executive chief leader, founder, and I would say that if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here, Maggie Freeman.
Hi, how's everyone today?
Great.
Hello, fine.
She's going to be our co-host on the show. And then we have our caller from 510.
Hello?
465.
Destiny, Muhammad.
Yeah.
Hello.
All right, wonderful. Caller from 651-233.
Hey, this is Janora.
Very good. And caller from 952-261.
Hi, how are you? It's Michelle.
Wonderful. I think that's a wonderful circle. And I would like, we should have our doctor of health and wellness, Albany Hornbucker, coming in to the show a little bit later. But I first want to welcome everybody. And just, you know, I thought it was very unique that Mrs. Freeman has built inside of us a consciousness of health. So I want her to kind of start off the show, and I think, we'll, you know, and go from there. Do you mind? Yes, you do. Go ahead.
The only thing I can start off saying is that we have to look at our insides if we want to get more healthier and be around after making the money in order to spend the money. So we need to do those things that make us healthy. That means, you know, your exercise and the food that you eat and even the water that you drink.
Okay, and I had a question for you. You had a situation that has occurred medically that has formed you into a more health conscious individual? I think we both know that you got into a product that literally saved your life.
Yes, that product is Nightworks, and it has to do with my heart. I developed heart disease over the period of time, and actually I found out it was hereditary, and I started Nightworks, which is by Herbalife. Herbalife products, they try to make a person more healthier if you stick with them long enough to see the progress in taking those products.
Mm-hmm. And the gentleman that created that product, he won the Nobel Peace Prize award too, right?
Nobel Peace Prize, yes.
Okay, all right. And because of that particular product, very good. Now, I just wanted to bring that out because I just wanted to let you all know there is a personal purpose for the existence of the health and wellness. That's my mother, and so anything that I can do to help and make other people understand that there's another alternative way of doing some things. And that's why we brought these wonderful women on. And I would like for Ms. Henrietta to start off about your circle of wellness and the topic of what we were talking about in terms of the water and the things that you do collectively and collaboratively with the other sisters.
With
Gloria, Adana.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I want to really congratulate you on the awesome job. I spent some time today on the website and going to other areas. It is totally, totally phenomenal. And I'd like to say, before I really get into the health part, that I'm also an attorney. I served in the Georgia legislature for 12 years, and I'm really an advocate for wellness, an advocate for women. And it's an honor for me to be on this phone call. Now, I have found over the years that, you know, the body can heal itself, but it needs a little help. And my latest research shows that one of the reasons why we have so much chronic disease in our community is because our systems are acidic. Now, the body functions according to the pH, how much alkalinity, how much acidity. And we are supposed to be, you know, about 7.35 in terms of acidity and alkalinity. But because of what we eat, what we put in our body, what we drink, we are too acid. And disease thrives in an acid environment. And so in order for us to reverse that and put the body in the position of doing what it's supposed to do naturally, which is heal itself, we have to make the body alkaline. And the quickest way to do that is by drinking Kangen water,
absolutely,
which is an alkaline water that not only makes us alkaline, but it also has antioxidant properties.
I'm sorry, could you say the name of the water again, please?
It's Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N, water, which means return to the origin. And it is produced through a water generator that you put on your faucet, and the water comes from your tap and goes through the machine, and two different kinds of water are produced. One is the alkaline water, which is the water we typically drink, and then there's the acidic water, which contains the mercury, the pesticides, you know, everything that's in the water that should not be there. And so you get the two kinds of water. So now you drink the alkaline water, but the acidic water you can use to clean with. You can also use that to soak your feet. If you have, athlete's feet or contact dermatitis, the water is good for that. So first, the water is alkaline. Second, it's antioxidant. Now, we know that when you cut an apple and you leave it out for 10 seconds, what happens? It starts to turn brown because of exposure to the air. And that's the same thing that happens inside our bodies. Because of all of the stuff we put in us, we're exposed to rust. You know, we rust. And how is that rust manifested? Arthritis, heart disease, all kinds of diseases, including cancer, everything. Because disease cannot live in an alkaline environment. There have been more, you know, there's been a lot of research on that. And so this water is so powerful that for the past 35 years, it's been prescribed in Japan. It's been prescribed in Japan, and the machine is a certified medical device in Japan and in Canada. So if a physician in Japan prescribes that a person should have this machine in their home, then their insurance will pay for it. Isn't that awesome?
It is.
Really having a country understand the prevention of disease. And we're not there yet here in the country. So what do we have to do? We have to take care of ourselves.
Absolutely.
And we have to take care of ourselves. And so this water is first purified, then given an electrical charge to recreate electron-rich water. So once it goes through the machine, it becomes living water again, and it flushes toxins and neutralizes acidity in our body. Now, when a couple of people came to me, and I said, you know, I don't want to see another. No, I'm not interested.
Okay.
I'm not. But they gave me some water, and I started drinking the water, and I said, well, this is not bad. It tastes better, particularly now that we are learning more every day that bottled water is tap water. We were led to believe that, you know, spring water and all this other kind. No, it's tap water. And a lot of it comes from highly contaminated sources, such as the Detroit River, where every year they find about 40 or 50 bodies floating around in there. You know, come on. What are you doing here? So the water tasted great. And then I said, okay, I'll keep drinking it. Then I noticed my clothes were getting too big. And in 4 months, I lost 25 pounds drinking this water. Not only did I lose 25 pounds, I also lost some wrinkles on my face. I am not a spring chicken. I just want to look like one.
Okay?
So...
Okay.
Did you want to ask the question?
Well, what I want to do also was welcome our Director of Health and Wellness.
Oh, great.
Dr. Albany Hornbuckle on the line.
Congratulations.
Good evening, ladies. How are you all?
Congratulations.
Hello. Wonderful. Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, as you can see, I can go on and on about the water, but I won't do that.
Well, Adana is
also familiar with the water.
Right. What I wanted to do was just kind of get Dr. Hornbuckle. She's probably, I made sure that she got on the line today because this is her division. And
right.
Ladies, this is our young leader who is a wonderful individual. She has done a tremendous amount of community service in the Georgia area. And just wanted to welcome her, and I wanted everybody to know that you know, everything is in place for preventive health through Dr. Hornbuckle, and a lot of this vision and how to bring this type of health and wellness as a coalition, as an organization, having it a part of our infrastructure was a lot of help with. Was contributed to a lot of help from Dr. Hornbuckle. I wanted her to kind of to maybe just introduce herself and I'm sure she has a couple of words to say. I know I'm sure you still got a patient there, but I appreciate you coming on the call.
Yeah, I am Dr. Albany Hornbuckle, originally from Alabama, and have been in Georgia now for a little over 3 years. I am a chiropractor here, and I can truly say that I love what I do. It has been my desire for as long as I can remember to help as many people as possible by any means necessary. And health and chiropractic was one of the ways that I chose to do that. When Karima approached me to take on this large task, I was like, I don't know if I can do that. I feel very strongly about health in general and making sure that we as a population take better care of ourselves, because we don't take enough care of ourselves. And that is truly the bottom line, making sure that everybody is as healthy as they can be. I do not have too much to say. I am glad that so many people are listening, and the feedback has been great that I've been getting. And I look forward to doing tons of business with all of you.
Okay. One of the things that, for ladies that have friends in Georgia, we do have preventive care that Dr. Hornbuckle has. She could, some of the things that she does is does a health check on you. And I've learned through my personal experience with her, I have, yeah, as everybody know, we own a construction company, and my mother always tells us that we must self-perform our work. So therefore, Dr. Hornbuckle has healed me. I've broken myself in half, and then she comes back and heals me again. And
fella, fix me. So I can only do so much. And so as she makes her adjustments and I run back down the road and pour more concrete and jump off of bobcats and do my thing, she's been an extraordinarily, I'm a living witness to what can be fixed in a short period of time. But she also has a way of identifying some of the things that you see on the site that talks about the spine, I guess. Could you get into that a little bit?
Okay, where are you going? The subluxations and...
Yeah, the checking the spinal cords and...
Okay, so my main purpose as a chiropractor is to make sure that every bone of the spine in particular is in its correct position. When the bones of the spine are in their correct position, everything else around there functions as they're supposed to. So, for instance, not only the bones being in line, but you all know that we have a nerve that comes between every bone. So from that nerve, those nerves have to go to all the rest of your organs and all your tissues. So it's making sure that digestion is happening correctly for you. It's making sure that the lungs are beating, pumping correctly, that the heart is beating right, that you can feel everything you feel. Every one of those nerves comes from your spine. So if you have one slip up and one of those bones gets out of place, it can either be literally the death of you or just really, really mess you up. So my job is really to make sure that everything is being maintained the way it's supposed to be. The large word for a misaligned vertebrae is called a subluxation. And like I said, my job is just to make sure that, you know, those bones are in their correct place. And we do that through, number one, we go through a full consultation, just like if you went to your medical doctor. I don't know, I may be a little bit more thorough sometimes, and making sure that, you know, we're asking all the right questions about that particular incident, as well as other things that are going on in your life, to figure out where you are and what we need to do. After the consultation, we go through physical exam, as well as different orthopedic and some neurological testing to see which nerves are being affected, as well as which areas are being affected. And then from that, if you need x-rays, we'll send you out for x-rays. If not, we will proceed. And then we also do give you a written report of findings so you can understand where you are and where you need to be and where I'm trying to take you. And after the report of findings, we go into the adjusting phase where we're making the corrections to the bones themselves to get them corrected.
Okay, and I know, Doctor, you have to go. I appreciate you coming on. And I want to welcome the caller from 601, area code 874.
Hey, this is Walker from Mississippi.
Oh, how are you doing, sir?
Doing quite well.
Very good, very good. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Very good. Wanted to welcome Destiny Muhammad to the call.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, greetings, everyone. Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you all today?
Great.
Okay, Destiny came aboard as our national executive individual over all of our youth foundation having to do with the arts out there in California. And you guys would be very pleased about some of the things that we're trying to do, but I want to keep the program focused on the health and wellness, because this is at the end of the year. And as I said at the beginning of the show, we need to focus on how to remain healthy from the inside out, because as we cross over until to the new year, I think we should have a different enlightenment. And I appreciate the sister talking to us about the water, because I wanted to get more into that, because it's very interesting in learning that you can provide a lot more levels of help when people like yourselves come on and introduce that to our communities. Because the one thing that I will say about the women of color is that we, even in business and anything else, we do not have all the information. And I'm very proud of being able to expose
us to so many different diverse levels of knowledge. And a lot of people say it has nothing to do with contracting. Well, yes, it does. I mean, you when you are under a great deal of stress working in an industry and you're self-employed, you have to take premium care of yourself. And so I just wanted to just share that with everyone, is that, you know, again, our segment says a time to go to work, and a time to go to work means from the ground up. So I want to encourage people to kind of stay within that. And I wanted to take the caller from 347.
Yes.
I'm right here.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm getting you two mixed up.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm just excited. Go ahead. So, because I'm familiar with the water study, so I was really pleased to hear someone address it.
Very.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I was good friends with the late Dr. Mona Harrison, who was living in Yelm, Washington State, and she is good friends with this Japanese doctor. She and he were colleagues.
Oh, yes.
And he is featured very intensely in a movie that came out about 4.5 years ago called What the Bleep. It was called What the Bleep.
Oh yes,
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the one who addressed water and its effects on the body, as well as how we can speak energy into the water, and when the crystallization of the water was broken down, what that looked like when we said particular things to the water.
Right.
And his acknowledgement was is that with the body being, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm really a novice. My main thing is music, is that the body is about 85% water.
That's right.
And that with it being 85% water, what we subject ourselves, even prior to even putting some things into the mouth, the externalization of things that we're being subjected to or allowing ourselves to be subjected to has as much effect, if not more, than the things that we put into it. Because the body is the water is responding in our vehicles, our body vehicles, to the outer externals. And so for me, since I'm my main thing is music, sonically what we're exposed to, and no disrespect to electronic music or hip hop or rap, but those frequencies that come off of some electronic music and the verbalization that comes from young men and women who are just sending out atrocities at one another, after a while the body starts to respond to that.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so when you were talking about like the water that there's a vegan restaurant, a vegans, I don't know if you're familiar with that, Kareem, but vegans are people who and raw food people in particular only eat food in the raw. It's all only raw. They don't eat anything cooked. They don't eat any honey, and they even only wear particular types of fabric on their body. There's a restaurant here called Cafe Gratitude, excuse me, and they hand out glasses of water, and I think that they may actually own a water purification system such as you were speaking on.
Mm-hmm.
And every glass of water has something inscripted on the glass itself. It'll say love or joy or honesty. And their belief is that inscription on the bottle or on that glass is having an effect on the water that they've already purified.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from the Japanese researcher Emoto's study, which I believe the young lady was making reference to.
Absolutely.
Emoto. And what he says is that we can talk to water. We can, because we're energy and water is energy, and that we can speak into the water. For example, you can take the water in a glass or a bottle or something and hold it to your heart and just meditate on it. And that water will respond to the energy that you're giving to it. So that is the reason that, you know, they have joy and love and peace and all of these things on the body. Mm-hmm. My name is Adana Gloria, and I did have Karima as well as Henrietta on my restoration teleconference call last night, where we were dealing with the subject of menopause. embracing the spirituality of menopause. And we had several speakers on, including Queen Afua, that some of you may know, who has written Sacred Woman.
She's written
that. And it's important, I believe, for us to know that our bodies are sanctuaries, and that we are to be concerned about treating it as a sanctuary, and be concerned about what we put into it, what we think, what we feel, what we do, what we say. And and as the young lady was mentioning, that 85% of our body is water, 85% of our brain is water, 80% of our blood is water, and 70% of our muscle is water. So that is a lot of water that helps the body to function normally. And as the chiropractor was saying, she, her specialty is making adjustments to make sure that there is alignment in the spine. And once she does that, if we're not drinking water, our bodies are still not going to operate properly. Miss Maggie sells the promotes the Herbalife product.
Yes.
We can take all the Herbalife we want to, but if we're not drinking the right type of water, of which Kangen is the right type of water, then things are still not going to operate properly. So it's really important that we consider the type of water that we're drinking, and the alkaline water is actually the best. Our bodies are sanctuaries, and think about what are the enemies of the body. As Henrietta was speaking, and she talked about oxidation when you slice the apple and it turns brown, and that also happens to our body, that's an enemy. The toxins in our body, parasites, acidity, where does all this stuff come from? From the air that we breathe, from the food that we eat, from even the thoughts that we think, even our thoughts. And as I think about the women in construction and the environments that they're in, that they are just prone to the toxicity all of the, you know, throughout the entire workday, every day, for the, as many hours as they are there. And then the angels, I like to say, to the body are the pH balance, the balancing of the acidity and the alkaline, the living and the raw foods, exercise, rest. I was speaking with an acupuncturist a few weeks ago, and he was actually telling me that I was not getting enough rest, that I need to be getting 8 to 9 hours a day sleep. I'm like, 8 to 9 hours?
I got things.
You know, I have work to do. I have things to do. And he's, you know, it's working against my body because I am not getting enough rest. And even if I got enough rest, I still have to make sure I have that balance of 85% water in my brain, 80% in my blood, 70% in my muscles. And anyone that's interested in learning more about Kangen or the Kangen water system can email me at asweDance7@yahoo.com. AsweDance, the number 7.
You don't have to worry about that. All your information is going to be on the coalition's website because we already know that we're joint venturing with the health and wellness. Want to welcome the caller from 414-355.
Hi, this is Hattie from Wisconsin. I just called in to listen.
Okay, great. Thank you, and I'm sure you know Mrs. Hearns.
Yes. Why, you want me to answer some questions?
No. She said that she was opening up that Rolodex of hers, and it's big.
Yes.
So we've been getting calls from all over the country tonight.
Good. That's
so we
great.
Certainly appreciate her social network.
Yes.
And all.
She has a great network.
Yes, she does, absolutely.
All right, anything we can do to support.
Well, you're doing it already, so we certainly
right.
appreciate it. You can go ahead and finish talking, please.
Okay, bye-bye. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Okay, then, well, you know, Adana and I work together with the water, and one of the things, I just want to take a little aside, because in doing my research, it's unbelievable the health and safety hazards that women in the construction industry have to deal with every day.
That's just waking up.
Yeah. You know, just as Adana started telling us about the environment on the job, The sanitary conditions, I mean, they're just appalling. The fact that a lot, sometimes the clothing doesn't fit. You know, the clothing is designed for men, and it doesn't fit, and that poses a hazard. Also, reproductive hazard. I mean, you know, there are a lot of young women who would like to have children, but because of the pollution at the job site continuously, that may have an effect on the, you know, on their ability to reproduce. And so there are about 10 different things I found that affect wellness in the workplace. And so how do we deal with that? And we have to deal with it by taking better care of ourselves. And in fact, Adana and I are putting together a little manual, a health manual for all of you that should be ready in about a month, just outlining some of the things that you can do to safeguard your health, because we're very concerned about that. And we're very proud that you stepped up and got into really into a man's world. But you need to take care of yourself. You need to take care of yourself. What you eat, a lot of us say we don't have time to eat, but we have to eat. One of the things I'm looking at from a public policy standpoint, you know, what's the criteria for having the food wagons at the workplace?
Mm-hmm.
You know, these people come in early in the morning and they have donuts and coffee, stuff we don't
That's
need.
The Roach Coach.
Yeah, well, then they come in at lunchtime. You know, where's the healthy food?
It's not on that one.
You know, where's the raw food? What does it take to be able to come on, you know, for a small company to come on the workplace and sell wholesome food? And that's a public policy issue, because folks will have all sorts of barriers. Well, you have to have this kind of license, you have to have that kind of license, just to make it difficult to really bring health to the workplace. And that's something that I think the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction can really look at, you know, how to protect its members' health in a variety of ways.
You know, one thing I wanted to also say is that a lot of our members are in contracting services. They are CEOs of firms that are in their late 50s and, you know, 60s. And so a lot of most of these women are CEOs of companies, presidents, engineers, architects. Destiny is part of the coalition, and she leads the part on the youth build initiatives and dealing
right.
with all parts of art, music, and things of that nature. So I think we have to kind of move a little bit further, just informative on what do you think we should do as business owners? Because I believe, again, stress is the most crucial thing that we fall on. Because like today, for instance, I mean, I have absolutely had just one of those days that I talk to Destiny all the time that I almost got angry. And so just trying to multitask and talk to people and deal with different issues, because we still have our construction firm, and so we have those problems to deal with along with our coalition issues. And so what is something that we could do? And I'm not sure, the sister that was talking yesterday really gave me a lot of insight on what to do when you put your legs up, and about gravity.
That was Queen Afua, and she has a whole program, a whole wellness program that includes detoxing the body, because these toxins build up, cause us to be tired, and cause us to harbor diseases. And so she's really, really incredible.
Her book is that 21-day wellness program?
She has a program. It's a 21-day wellness program, and you can get that online. And in
right.
fact,
and that's,
oh, it'll be on the site.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And also, Adana and I are available to come and really teach that program. because it's good to have it written out, but it's also good to have somebody taking you through it. Also, there's the issue of food preparation, how to prepare food so that it works best with your body. And that's another hands-on class that we can do.
I think also one of the things that Karima is asking to have addressed as well is for those of us who are professionals where the time to prepare food is just a lot of times not available. So are you aware of any resources of someone in our immediate areas? And I'm going to speak primarily for her because I know of a number of people in my area that are preparing food, but folks who, that is their thing, they are whole food chefs, if you will.
Yep.
And what their objective is they either prepare the meals for the week or they prepare the meals daily and drop them off, because that would be another way to make sure that the individual is receiving meals that are healthy. Because a lot of times to have to stop when we have a flow going to prepare a meal, that's why we stop and it becomes the meal is a Snicker bar. That's why we stop and the meal becomes a McDonald's, because it's fast and it's ready, it's going to hit the spot and we can get back to work. I know long term that's not effective, but short term it keeps the hunger beast down so that we can complete the task at hand.
Well, I'm in New York now, but I'll be coming back to Atlanta at the end of next month.
Okay, don't bring the snow with you. Don't bring the snow with you. Keep the snow there.
So what we're asking you is that for us, that would be your assignment, since you're going to be coming to Atlanta, and I'm based in California and probably be coming to Atlanta probably mid-late spring. But that's the thing. For instance, one of the things that my husband and I do when we're touring is we find out where the Whole Foods are going to be. We call it the Whole Foods tour for us.
Oh, well, I know where they are. I've lived in Atlanta
so,
for over 30 years, so I know those individuals, and they'll be more than happy to make an arrangement to prepare food and deliver food, because it does get to, you know, it is not too time-consuming. But because I prepare my food at night, the night before, and then carry it with me.
And I appreciate that, and I understand that, but I know how, for instance, like myself, like I was saying, we're touring a lot, or I'm working on pieces of music. At the end of that, the only thing I want to see is some sleep. I'm not trying to stand in a kitchen or and prepare anything. I want to see the back of my eyelids.
I certainly appreciate that. I can certainly appreciate that.
So that's go ahead.
I was just going to say another major concern. I went through a Living in Raw Foods program a few years ago in 2003, and when I walked in, they took all of our vital signs, and I didn't know, but my cholesterol was like 240, and it shouldn't be over 200.
Mm.
And after 9 days of eating, just living and raw foods, my cholesterol was at 140.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I lost 40% body fat.
Okay.
That took me down two dress sizes. Only lost 2 pounds, but losing that body fat of 40% took me down two dress sizes.
The other point I want to mention
is that it's a transformation of thinking in the mind, where my body becomes most important and everything else comes after that. Because if my body is not taken care of, I can't do anything else. And
Absolutely.
So it becomes a mental and attitude change, a transformation in your thinking, in terms of it then became important for me to take the time with love in my kitchen, preparing my food, taking that time, because this is nutrition. I'm investing in my temple, in my sanctuary, you know, this very special place. So it became a lifestyle change in my thinking and my behavior. And also there's an organization that put out a list of Living in Raw Food restaurants, and it's like a number of them, as well as stores where you can go and buy things.
I wanted to ask you, how many days were you at that particular event, and were you there just on the grounds, or were you back and forth going
back?
It
was back and forth, because it was right here in Atlanta, and you went for a certain, and actually people who worked they would just come after work and just get the late afternoon to the evening session. It was very accommodating to your schedule. And we got recipes that we could, you know, do at home, but they also taught us how to prepare the food, introduced us to the equipment. And I happened to be able to be there every day for the 9 days.
Okay. I wanted to also say two things. I want to welcome Ms. Hearns to the call.
Hello there. This is CJ.
Greetings.
Hi. Greetings.
Okay. And wanted to also, you know what, I just wanted to say something. This is great that everybody's on. I've had a lot more chance to sit back and listen, but I'm not sure which one you all were talking. I can't get you all segregated right now, but I think if my mom could attest to this, I have been so excited about cooking at home now. I mean, I call her, and typically it's just something. It seems like I'm going through a trend. I don't know. I'm changing. I walk every place I go, and I went 2 pan sizes down.
Awesome.
I prepare my food at night. I don't even know why I do it now. I prepare it at night. I call my mother and ask her, what can I throw into the crock pot? Because I had a crock pot for 2 years, and actually my sister bought it for me. And that's bad long as that. Anyway, I got a crock pot now, so I've been having it. I didn't want to turn it on for some reason, but long story short, just like you were saying, I know this is crazy, but automatically I've been more health conscious since I've lost weight, dropped these 2 pan sizes down, and, you know, I might pull up into Popeye's Chicken. I think one of the sisters was talking about it, and I looked at Popeye's. I said, well, I want this junk. I'm going to go home and get something light since it's so late, and I'll wake up tomorrow morning and prepare something. And I put on my food for tonight, last night, so when I get home, I already have something that just stick it in the microwave because I prepared it properly. I don't eat pork, of course.
And then one day you'll learn not to use the microwave.
Oh, yeah, nuke the food after you prepare the food.
Well,
but that is so key. That is so key. Yeah, that's so key what you're talking about, this mindset, lifestyle change, the preparation ahead of time, because you're concerned about your temple, your sanctuary. I mean, you're really treating it differently than what, you know, you've normally done. And that's just really significant. And one thing that I learned once I went through that program, it's like I have to look at my body differently now.
Hello?
Yes.
Michelle?
Okay. Yeah, caller from 952-261.
Hello? I'm here.
Okay. Michelle, you've been awfully quiet tonight. Just wanted
I'm really, well, I mean, I did want to chime in, but I was just, you know, listening to what the health professionals had to say. I didn't want to, you know, you know, I was just really engaged, that's all.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, what I will like to say is I recently had a hysterectomy 2 months ago, and it's going back to the comment you made earlier about really taking care of yourself. And so many women that went through the same surgery or women who've had other health issues have really stressed that to me because I had this major surgery at a very young age. I'm only 34 years old. And one thing that I learned is, or there are a couple of things. I know how crabby I can get, you know, when I don't have enough rest and when I don't eat. And before the surgery, I was so stressed out with different work situations. And I really didn't take care of myself. You know, I always wanted something quick and easy and didn't really have a lot of motivation to cook. And after that surgery, I really, I just noticed a huge change in my body. There was just something that just said, you know, you really need to make some changes here. And I had lost some weight. A lot of people said, oh, you've lost so much weight. And that kind of encouraged me to really seriously consider what am I putting in my body. You know, I'm drinking more water now and having to cut back on caffeine and stuff, because usually after a surgery like that, I just learned yesterday from my doctor, a lot of women develop overactive bladder disorder, which I'm taking medication for because I never had that before. But to make a long story short is that one of the most healing pieces of feedback I got during that recovery is get as much rest as you can. Don't do a whole lot of lifting and worrying about this, that, and the other. And when you're put in a situation where you simply can't do that, you know, when you're forced to just rest, it really makes a difference. I tell you, this recovery process has been amazing, even though I had other challenges outside, you know, like financial challenges and other things that were beyond my control. But there was still, I still had to learn to rest despite that, mm-hmm. because I knew I wasn't going to get better. And I think a lot of us as women, we're bombarded with responsibilities with our kids and our jobs and trying to satisfy a lot of different things. And, you know, I had to learn firsthand how important it is to just rest, get to sleep, take breaks, those type of things. And when we have the chance, we really have to take advantage of that, because that's just the truth. And Janora has been a wonderful, been one of my, a huge support to me through this whole process, as well as a host of others. But I just wanted to comment on what you said earlier about the importance of what we put in our body and the need to take care of ourselves, because that is so true. And when we don't, it, you know, it can, when things get really bad, you know, medically, it just mm-hmm. gets harder. And it doesn't make any sense to wait until things get so bad to say, oh, okay, I got to make some changes, mm-hmm. you know.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you.
And I wanted to add to that that we as women are socialized to be the caretakers of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, for the most part, and definitely true for my life, I would leave myself until last because it's like, oh, I got to go do this and I got to do that and I got to do that. And then the day is at its end and it's all I can do is take my bath or shower, get into bed, and wake up the next morning, start in again. And mm-hmm. life was driving me rather than me driving life. I was chasing life rather than life chasing me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it behooves us to take the responsibility. I had a healthcare teleconference on Sunday through the Black Women's Health Imperative in cooperation with Obama and his transition team. And Henrietta was a viable part of that. And part of what she was bringing up, a lot of excellent thoughts, but one was the personal responsibility and the education that we need. And I don't know if Henrietta, you might want to speak a little bit on that, because it's just so important for us to be driving our lives rather than other people.
Well, you know, we do have to learn how to take care of ourselves.
Mm.
And, you know, when mother's not doing well, nobody's doing well. And we encourage getting away by yourself, learning how to take care of yourself. And my thing is about having fun. Let's have some fun. Because life is short. And so there's a lot, I mean, there's so much we want to share with you about really having a full life and being healthy and having life more abundantly. And I'm so happy to hear that you fix your food at night and you have a
mm-hmm.
crock pot. That is awesome.
I'm
put that
proud
stuff
of that.
In.
Absolutely.
I am really proud, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to look at what we need to take out of our diets. Dairy, milk, sugar, meat, cooked rice, anything white has to go. The sugar, the flour.
Processed food,
and it's, you know, cold cuts. Cold cuts have a lot of salt in them, a lot of salt. And now that people, I read online last week that people are now getting it, that they need a wellness coach. So people will have a personal trainer. You can't exercise and still smoke, eat all kind of junk, and drink soda and expect to be healthy.
Well, you know, I want to share with you, instead of cutting you off real quick.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Interesting what is going on with the coalition, and this is why I said God is just directing this, and destiny is always saying just get used to it. What happened was today.
I say that, don't I?
Yeah, get used to it. But seriously, our coalition amongst the 100 other 17 organizations was assigned to be directing and protecting the women businesses and women being a part of this transition of recovery money. But the one thing is that was interesting, is, and that's what's bringing us full circle, is that today we were invited to be a part of the model that is going to be modeled out of Atlanta on the economic development outsourcing. In other words, our team of folks is here in the coalition is going to be a part of, like, the community redevelopment. Because what
has
happened
is
that
mm-hmm.
what has happened is that you know, I don't want to blame just Bush, but the infrastructure of our entire civilization is gone into a rotten down, you know, recession. To me, the core of our existence and how we treat each other and treat ourselves and how we manifest our lives and how we treat individuals and how we treat ourselves in these last 8 years have trickled into an effect of, people were just, just a different mindset. And now I believe, I believe that we're in a place now at the right time to walk in a light that has been different from what they have seen women of color ever come into. Because right now we're being pursued on every level as a coalition. But I've been blessed to have Destiny in my corner along with the rest of the members of the board to give me better direction on what we should do and what we shouldn't do. Because, but I think it's what I was trying to get at is that we are focusing on right now with this health and wellness is that we're working on the internal, the infrastructure of our communities and what we're trying to allude to, basically, because it's not just trying to get people to work. It's just about, getting us in position to be able to, I guess if you were, when I was, in the church, they said get ready to be blessed. So we're getting ready to be, get ready to be blessed, pretty much. So with that being said, what I wanted to do was take a quick second and please everybody stay online. We're just going to go to a quick little break here.
Okay.
Okay, welcome back, everybody.
Thank you.
Wanted to start this last part of the segment. And because we're so close in some places in the world, the new year is starting to come in some levels. But I wanted to just kind of give everybody a minute or two to just reflect on some of the things that the challenges or – oh, wow, who is that? All righty then. All right. So maybe I want to start with and I don't have – this is just the phone number that's on here, 678-468. I wanted to maybe give you a moment to reflect on what you would – what you're thankful for in 2008 and what you are reaching for in 2009.
That's me, Adana Gloria. And what I am thankful for is life. However it shows up for me, I am simply grateful to be alive. And life to me means living and energy and moving and being and accomplishing service for myself and for others. And your second question was?
What are you reaching for 2009?
And I'm looking for what is already happening in my life is that I'm on a wave of connecting and providing service for others. And I now know how to serve others and myself at the same time. Because when in the past, when I only served others, I was a victim. But now I'm a victor in being service to myself and to others. Thank you.
Caller from 347.
Okay.
That's me.
Okay.
Henrietta.
All right.
And I am so grateful for the lessons that I've learned this year in terms of one of the big things is letting go. We hold on to things too much. We hold on to people. And sometimes we have to let go. And in doing that, I've been able to create a space for wonderful things to happen. And I'm really, really appreciative of that. And my goal for this coming year is to spread the gospel of good health everywhere I go, because people are so hungry for information. And we will do better if we knew better. And so I'm committed to using the wonderful, wonderful education and training that I have in health and wellness to make a difference in the world.
Okay, we're going to call her from 219. Hello?
Hello?
Caller from 219.
Yes?
What are you grateful for in 2008, and what are you reaching for in 2009?
I'm so grateful for good health and being able to be of service to others. And for 2009, I'm looking forward to a more healthier life and a more prosperous one and more giving in my daily walk with, you know, with the Lord to give more time to others.
Okay, and caller from 651-233, what are you grateful for and what are you reaching for in 2009? You got to come to the phone, Janora.
Janora, are you on mute? Because I can't. She's working on it.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. What are you grateful for in 2008, and what are you looking for in 2009?
What I'm grateful for is grateful for to able to build this coalition, meeting new people, new ideas, a lot of stuff that I did not know that, you know, people, you know, about the water, about the influence. This show is very knowledgeable, and this gives me a lot of ideas on how to build a positive coalition.
Okay. And in 2009?
Just be successful.
Okay, then.
That's it.
Caller from 952.
I really appreciated, was it Henrietta that said learning to let go in 2008? You know, when earlier I talked about my surgery, and there, I faced a lot of other challenges in 2008, and I'm really grateful for being brought back to the simplicity of life, meaning just simply learning to let go of certain things, to accept the circumstances, and I'm really grateful for God's mercy and grace toward my daughter and I, because we did have a lot of difficulties, and I'm so grateful for all my loved ones, my friends. When I look back, I'm amazed at the level of support that we've received, and just realizing that you know, we're not alone. A lot of times when we're going through certain things, we feel like we're going through it by ourselves. But I've learned through talking to so many people that everyone's going through something. It may not be the exact same thing you're going through. I'm just so grateful for all the love and care and support that I received from loved ones and people that I least expected, and for God showing me just how real He is, and when I can't, the things I can't do, He can make a way. In 2009, I'm really at a point where I just need to really step into or find my breakthrough as far as my career goes. Really reevaluate my talents and my abilities and not be afraid to go another level. I've been working in corporate America a long time, and I've been recovering, so I haven't worked for a while. But I guess in 2009, just really looking forward to new opportunities and to break through any uncertainty or fear about certain challenges that I may face. Oh, and last not least, I'm grateful in 2008 that history was made when President-elect Barack Obama was elected as our new 44th president. So that's wonderful. So I'm grateful for that, too.
Okay, and Ms. Caller from 404-587, what are you grateful for, and what are you looking for in 2009? Caller, Ms. Hearns?
Oh, okay, yes. I wasn't listening to the number. I was looking for a name. I'm thankful for my health, my family and friends, the bad, the ugly, and good. I have consumed a lot of challenges this year. I am looking forward and will create jobs opportunities for the community and nationwide to create a better life, to inspire and motivate people so that, therefore, they will achieve their dreams and goals. I want to wish you, Karima, a Happy New Year, the friends on this show, Happy New Year, family.
Happy New Year.
And God bless you all, and you will achieve your dreams. It's persistent. And whatever it is that looking bad, if you just turn another angle, there is something else new coming into your door.
That's so true.
And yes. Destiny?
Yes, ma'am.
What are you grateful for in 2008, and what are you reaching for in 2009?
Wow, I'm grateful for, I have work that actually I enjoy, and I have a great husband who is supportive of that, and I am really grateful because also I have this phenomenal sister named Karima Ali, who has been chasing me down for about 6 months, and we have finally come together to launch something even larger than my husband and I had even imagined, and seeing that as it is in its gestation process
and getting ready to be a full-grown baby. I am really grateful for these things. My health is good. I got work. I enjoy a great husband, great sister, and the community of folks who are about individual change and helping it to move into collective change. I'm really excited about that. And I'm excited about 2009 being the catapult year for that to take place.
Okay.
So that's me.
I want to just spend a second about some things, and I certainly want to bear witness to 2008. I can assure you, without dropping a tear, God has been very good to me, and He has blessed me to understand as much as I can stand. He also has pushed me to move in ways that I never thought that I could move. The vision for the coalition came in a matter of me watching my life change hands from being free on some levels. And I said that I would never be ashamed of where I have been, because it is not, it will, if I had never been where I had been, I would not have created the passion to bring God's vision to light. Jesus remained true to his purpose until he completed God's plan. That is something that I kind of scrolled in a book that I'm looking at, and I thumbed to that. It always rattles me when things come my way whenever I can't word things correctly. I know I talk a lot, but I don't want to talk at people. I want to talk to people. So I am grateful for him breaking me away from the shackles of my own life and resurrecting me into the ultimate light and walking into the light. I would want to say that in 2009, it is my dream and it is my goal and my passion that I probably never knew that I had to just serve. And I always have had a great life because of my mother and my sister. I have been blessed to be able to work in something that I would work for free doing, and that is in the construction business, and my mother has attested to it. You didn't get a check? No, I didn't get a check. My sister says, you didn't get a check. You did all that work. I did not get a check. So what are you working for? I'm like, well, I understand that is the only way that he has blessed me based on my charge to keep I have, and that is that was a song I wanted to share with everybody, that my grandmother and my uncles and aunts used to sing in a church. And I remember going home a few years ago, and I went to my aunt's house, and I said, I want to know. I guess that's when God started working in my spirit to bring this coalition completely together, because we had another association, and it was for black women, but the vision came with the coalition. I said, Auntie, I want to know that song y'all used to sing, A Charge to Keep I Have. I used to call it a charge I Have to Keep. And she said, what are you talking about? So she said, A Charge to Keep I Have. So she handed me this book, and I said, what is this? She said, it's Charlie Wesley, I believe. And it says, A Charge to Keep, I Have a God to Glorify, who gave his son for my soul to save and fit to the God. And it says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. That's 1 Corinthians 4:2. So I say to you all, I hope and I pray that I'm found faithful to you all working and leading this charge with me. It almost makes me want to cry, because that so many people are believing and moving with me, and I want to thank all of you all for
get you so it.
Karima?
Yes.
Karima?
Yes, I'm here.
This is Adana,
okay.
Gloria, and I am a writer and a poet and an editor, and there's a poem that I've written that would be appropriate for the releasing that we're talking about, and I wonder if I could share that.
Please do.
Okay. It's called Clutter. I take a look at my life. I see what's there that I do not like. I search my mind to know the greatest vision to inspire my growth. The lesser in my life is that which I have consumed. It takes up time and space and jeopardizes my universal faith. I've nurtured it. I've entertained it. So much so it's a pulp. It's time for me to release it and set free my soul, that I may live closer daily to that which motivates my growth. I give up the clutter, for it needs new energy too. It has become the lesser, though once it gave me much value. I let it go, I kick it out. It creates the pain to propel my flight. No matter what or who it is, it's time for me to grow. For I have a greater vision that brings acceleration to my living. The clutter, once of value, has served its purpose well. And now it's time, it's simply time, to ascend another level, another rung on my ladder. I lighten my load. I feel the surge of faith that lifts me up. I sacrifice the clutter, once of value, to my life. For I have a greater vision, and it's time for me to grow. Thank you.
That is
beautiful.
Awesome. Beautiful. Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Thank you.
Very touchy.
Ooh.
Hello?
Yes.
Karima,
are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I'm here.
That was breathtaking.
Yes, it was.
And that is so great. It touched me. I had to just hold myself. I'm here crying. But that growth within Karima and the NCWCC, and that's the mission there, is to help women to grow, or people per se, to empower them with knowledge and strength, and to see the purpose for the world as a unity.
Mm.
And we grow personally as well as business-wise. And I have grown quite a bit this year, personal as well as business. And I've found my purpose, and I know my purpose. Sometimes it takes a lifetime, and I've always asked the Lord, what do you want me? Use me whichever way you want to. And I've learned my purpose, and that's the reason why I'm moving forward and helping the world and assisting President-elect Obama as of January the 21st of 2009. It's us working together, men, women, different nationalities, bringing it together. We must work together and move forward.
The last thing I want to share with you guys is that in 2007, the Center for Women Business Research did a research on women of color and the barriers that affect us in growth and accelerating our growth and the obstacles. And that's how Sister Destiny Muhammad became a part of my stockiness when I started to stalk her. Like, where did you get my name from? And I was like, you're in the book. So the long story short was the things that we realized, and if you go to the website, you guys, it was purposely put in there, laid word by word based on this research that was done, what are our barriers? We do not have real social networks.
Hmm.
We do not have, human capital networks. And we do not have financial capital networks. And that social network was one of the reasons why I was so excited about learning about what these sisters do and bringing the infrastructure of the coalition. Now, our family came from concrete. So anything that's standing came based on core and a foundation. You cannot build anything without a strong foundation. And ladies, what you have witnessed, bear witness this day, is that you have watched the strongest foundation of women gather together, not just today, but all year long, to create a social network that is so phenomenal. Because now, because of all the shows that we've had and invited individuals and the news releases and the interviews and the advocacy, we netly become 1 million women of different nationalities and backgrounds. And that's because of our different associations through organizations and women movements and groups. And we're all connected. We're all connected. People say, why are you chasing down a harpist? Well, our children need to understand that it's more than that mess they listen to. You know, I mean, it maybe it was mess when we were younger, too, but this is a different kind of mess. And then people say, what do you need this health and wellness for? Well, every woman that's a dues-paying member of the coalition all has a cancer policy packet with Aflac. And we have a dental, and we have a medical, you know, for the membership. Organizations have to grow like any other organization, but the structure had to be laid on a foundation. So this is a level that I never ever thought that it would go to, but it's just. When you pour footings, if you all contracted with CECI Services and you said, well, Kareem, I need you to pour this footing so you can build my house, and you walk out there and there's a gap between the front door and the back door, Kareem, what happened? Well, you know, well, I guess we could throw some dirt in. So you going to sit my house on dirt? No. Well, who did this? I'm like, okay, I wasn't here. But because I not am here, we're going to pour your foundation correctly. You follow what I'm saying? I don't know if everybody gets that. But we're, now that Karima's here, I see that, you know, I always tell people when I threaten them. I'm not always this nice. Ms. Ernst knows that. Because I threaten people. I always say I'm the right person for you. Everybody around me has more etiquette and proper and everything else. Me, I'll tell you exactly how you showed her, or this person, because I do a lot of calling for people, and I'm just being real with them. You know, basically, you know, you're acting ugly, and I might as well act ugly, too, because you're not going to get Ms. Hearns to act ugly. You're not going to get, you know, well, maybe Destiny, but but you're not going to get, you know, Sister Lawson to act ugly or Miss Freeman to act ugly, but you got the right one. I tell people all the time, I am the right person for this job. I am the right person, and I said this to some folks that I threatened at the college level because of what they were doing to contracting women, how they were discriminating against them and all that. And parents were like, just go there and talk to them nice. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm going to tell them what I'm going to do for them, and then when I walk out of there, I'm going to let them know you just made me very rich because once we come back and sue you, I'm going to be a rich black woman. You know, and so what I'm saying is that some of the things that we're going to do as a coalition, it's just not going to be a nice thing. I mean, some things just you can't talk to somebody who has no respect for you if they're talking to you wrong, and you can't communicate that kind of way. So I'm just letting you all know that we, you know, there's a nice side to it, and there's also going to be some challenges as an organization. And I wish somebody would stop doing that.
I apologize. I keep turning the phone away.
Oh, who is that?
That's me, Destiny.
Oh no, not you.
But anyway. I mean, because I'm hearing the sister saying about the acupuncturist not telling her she hadn't gotten enough rest.
Wow.
and so that's where I am right now. My body is just saying you didn't get enough rest. I'm making you get some.
Well, ladies, I want to just thank you all. I appreciate everybody listening to me talk for the last 2 minutes and a half about who, some of the nice things that come up, but some things where we are going to advocate, and they're not going to give us back this thing without a fight. I just want y'all to know that.
Of course not.
Just because Obama is our president don't mean, you know, they're not. Mm-hmm. This ain't gonna be easy. We just got to go back and take back what was ours at the very beginning. If we all understand that.
There are going to be some rules of engagement, and you know what I'm talking about. You know how to strategize which fights you need to fight right now and which fights you need to put down and say, I'm going to get to that one later.
Gotcha.
And I would like to add to that to always remember that we do have a power within us, a natural power. And many times I find in my life that I'm doing more work than I need to do because there's another power and forces that work on my behalf. And thank you, Karima, so very much for having us on as guest speakers, Henrietta and I, and we just look forward to working with the coalition, and wherever we can serve, just let us know.
Well, you're already here. Like I said, your stuff will be on our site.
All right.
So, Ken, I want to thank everybody, and Happy New Year to you all. We have 1 minute left in the show.
Happy New Year, everybody, calling in.
If you please could call, rank our show as a favorite, so that we can, because we've had a lot of people, and I keep forgetting to go back in and rank our show as one of their favorites, so we can move up the ranking scale. And thank you, and God bless everybody.
Okay.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Bye bye.
Happy New
Year.
Bye bye.
God bless you.
Coalition is signing off. Happy New Year. God bless everybody. And we will be back next year, 2009, next week.